It is 6:52.
Well, here we go. Washington State Wines. Who knew that Washington could put out some pretty good stuff?
I didn't know they were putting out. Scott Greenberg. It's Friday, guys. It's Friday. Time for WTOP's Wine of the Week. Scott, Washington has really surged as like a respectable area for wine.
They are the second largest producing wine growing region now in the country.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, over 43,000 acres, 350 growers. They're making some pretty good juice these days.
Okay, well, where do you start with them?
How about the well, first of all, I have to tell you what my I have a day job and my staff is always going, so what's this wine thing? So I actually enlisted their help and we did a tasting panel and I made them taste over 25 white wines.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And these are the top ones from our tasting. So let's start off with the Ultra Balance 210 Chateau Saint-Michel Eroica Riesling from the Columbia Valley. I really like this wine. Off-dry wine, so it's just a little bit sweet. Lovely bouquet, nectarines, a little honeysuckle, abundant acidity. Keeps all those fresh fruit flavors of apple, peach, just energized and just beautiful all the way through the medium finish. One of my staff said it smells like honeysuckle flowers, and it does.
Ooh,
it's really
lovely.
Pretty. $20.
You know, one white that I've sort of been enjoying are the Viogniers. How about that?
Amen. The 2010 Cougar Crest Estate Viognier. Now, this is located in Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla, Washington. It's a pretty nose of orange blossoms and apricot, and then the flavors of pear, melon, and white fig. I really like that. Dominate the front of the palate. And a little interesting note of butterscotch and honey glide in on a rich, fat finish. Sarah summed it up. Great wine. I would serve this and be proud of it. I agree with her. $20.
Well, let's stay in Walla Walla and go to the Chardonnay you got for us.
Yeah, the 2011 Tamarack Cellar Chardonnay. This was probably the best value of our tasting. Refreshing notes of white peach, nectarine, and pineapple on the nose. Very fragrant. And then rich flavors of green apple, ripe pear, tropical fruit. Coat the entire palate all the way to a clean, medium-bodied finish. And again, a little touch of vanilla, a little touch of butterscotch. Add depth and elegance. Just a very pretty wine. $15 for this wine. I give it a 10.
Before we go, Scott, what is it about Washington that makes the wines different from Oregon, or are they similar?
No, they are very different. Washington, unbelievable, gets a ton of sunshine. They get over 300 days of sunshine per year, whereas, you know, in Oregon, it can be very wet and very vintage dependent. The vintages in Washington are much more consistent. They get a lot of that sunshine, cool evenings, brings out the really crisp acidity. And next week, let's talk about the Reds from Washington State.
All right.
Will do.